Turn them off, you, I didn't hear you.
Oh, you could just turn on your mics.
Arlene, roll call, please.
All right. Monterey, Chuck De La Sala.
Here.
Bob Brower.
Here.
And Rob McLean.
Here.
And Dave Potter, representing the county, is not here today.
Okay, thank you. Mayor, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I'd be happy to. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you very much. Public comments. Members of the public at this time wish to make a particular comment on any item under our jurisdiction. Now is a good time to come forward. Seeing none, we'll dispense with public comments in general and move to action item number one. This will be to develop a recommendation to the Regional Water Authority on the selection of a consultant to conduct value engineering analysis. There must be a presentation involved by somebody on this, so.
Somebody will be.
There we go, okay, awesome.
Good afternoon, Jim Cullen, the Executive Director for the Water Authority. Jim Cullen, Executive Director of Water Authority. As you recall, the Water Authority some time back requested that both the Water Management District and the Water Authority on its behalf to prepare an RFP for the value engineering portion of the design work and to actually award that contract. What we did is we did, adopting the bulk of the work that was done by Kellen, we did prepare and modify the original RFP. It went out to, I think it was about five firms, if I'm not mistaken, roughly five. Well, it said there should be nine firms. And I also got a request from a 10th firm. So either went out to firms that would do VE or would be teaming with VE firms. We wound up getting two proposals back. We received a proposal back from Robinson, Stafford, and Rudy, which is referred to as RSRI, and then Value Management Strategies Incorporated, referred to as VMS. The staff reports included, as well as are the copy of the value engineering study proposal, also the response from the selected firm, or the recommended selected firm, VMS, and the scoring that was used by the team. I will note that a couple of things here. First of all, the team that was used for the review consisted of Rick Riedel, professional engineer, the senior engineer for the city of Seaside. Also, he was voted to represent TAC for the Water Authority. Larry Hampson, who is a professional engineer with the Water Management District, Jeff Krebs, professional engineer, senior engineer for the city of Monterey, and then Ian Crook, senior engineer or professional engineer for the city of Calam. And the three public members were the ones that voted, and Ian participated professionally in the discussions. Just a couple of clarifications. One is, you'll see in the staff report there's a reference to some overarching considerations concerning one with respect to Black and Beach, possible conflict of interest. That did not enter significantly in the discussions. It may have been an issue if it turned out the scores were such that RSRI was selected. It turned out that the scores were substantially in favor of VMS, so that really didn't become an issue. It is also noted in the scoring, however, did not significantly affect the scores for the selection of VMS. So, Ian has more details, and I'll ask him to maybe present some charts and give you more information on this. But at this point, the recommendation from the review committee is to select VMS. Their proposal was for $123,000, altogether $123,997.22. Our recommendation, or my recommendation, will be that if the decision is made by the governance committee to go ahead and award to VMS, we would do so with that number as a not to exceed number. I would like to spend a little time with this elected firm to see about negotiating some of the components. There's some issues there. I think we can bring those numbers down a little bit. Some of the items we have there may be more heavily priced than I had expected, but that would be what we would cover during negotiations the first week of June, depending on decision by the governance committee. So not only would I ask the governance committee, following the proposal, to make a decision as to who you're going to select for the EE, but to also grant me the authority to go ahead and continue negotiations with them before I take it to the Water Authority for its contract award on the 12th of June. With that, I'll turn over to you, unless there's any questions from members of the authority.
Questions from committee members?
Me?
No? No questions? No, thank you. Thanks, Jim. I just add a little bit to Jim's commentary. We went through this with a scorecard, four of us over at Monterey, City of Monterey. We evaluated the proposals, and we surely would have liked more than two, but they're the two that we were dealt with. And they were both good firms, and through the evaluation, again, the VMS came on top. We felt they had more California local experience. They had the other firm had more Northwest and East Coast, Florida and New York experience, especially their facilitator. And VMS also, the actual facilitator of VMS, we felt would be a stronger coordinator and facilitator of the meeting to keep it on schedule, keep it tasked, and drive to a solution at the week's end. And we also felt that their VMS's proposal had a better understanding of the structure of the project, how we're doing this with, between the authority, governance, and CalAmp as the owner of the project.
I have a question. Yeah, it is apparent from the background information that I have read regarding VMS that they're a highly qualified firm, 24 years in the business. What was it? 3,000 projects or something along that line. I'm not questioning the ability of the firm to do the job. My question is related to why did we only have two proposals out of nine that went out for the request for proposal? What do you think the determinant was that we only received two proposals for this task?
Right. Well, I think time was one of them. We gave them, what, two weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
It wasn't really 30 days.
And VE sessions are a specialty. I think everybody seeks to do that work that often. And the timing of it too. We gave them 3 weeks to bid, but then subsequently within a month we would have this session. So schedules may not work out as well too. I know one firm contacted me, the one out of Arizona, and said they would like to do the work, but they'd rather do it on a project that would show their skills better than a VE session. So.
Okay, thank you.
Question? Thank you. Members of the public wish to speak on this particular issue? Mr. Stoll, can you at least address the district's concerns or staff's concerns?
Well, sure. Dave Salt, the Water Management District. We were having a discussion earlier. I think VMS may have been one of the ones that we had suggested looking at. I was trying to find the email to Jim, but Escondido rang a bell, so I think it might have been one that we had identified. Mm-hmm. And then we had Larry Hampson, district engineer, involved, and he shared with me his scorecards and differences of opinion, perhaps between one of the reviewers and the others. So we were very in line with kind of the majority opinion on the review as well, and I think we do believe that they can do the work. To the mayor's earlier question, I think at least one of the firms I'm familiar with may have conflicted themselves out because of their desire to have more work with California American Water and American Water, at least something I heard through back channels, because this would be a small project and they'd like the opportunity to compete for bigger projects. But we concur with the decision.
Okay, thank you. Any other member of the public wish to speak on this issue? Seeing none, we'll close that portion and bring it back to the committee.
Well, again, I thank the staff for providing the information that's needed in order to make an informed decision. I'm fairly confident that VMS will be able to do an outstanding job with the value engineering relative to the materials we receive. So I will, I'll move the staff recommendation that the, that this recommendation of VMS be made to the Monterey Peninsula Regional Water Authority at its meeting of June 12th, and that we also indicate in the motion that there be not to exceed amount of $124,000. And Jim Cullum, the executive director of the Water Authority, will negotiate that, that amount with VMS.
I'll second that. Further discussion by, well, board members? Would like to weigh in on this, Mr. Callahan? No?
No, I'm supporting the recommendation.
Okay, awesome. With that in mind, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carries. All right. We'll move to discussion items. Update from CalAm on the water source intake location investigations. Sure, that's got to be, sure, that's got to be, well, what are you guys out there?
Before I hit that topic, I don't know if I should do it now or later. I meant to mention that you have a handout about Nicolay.
Yeah.
Info. Just as a point of back on the value engineering, certain elements or certain personnel were being selected by CalAm directly. One of them is a process engineer who would dive into the RO process, treatment process. So in front of you is the gentleman we selected. He's a world leader in RO plants, and he's done them in the Middle East, Australia. He's well known, and he's one of the top. So he will be joining the team as well. So we expect great results from that too. So that was that.
CSI, yeah.
Okay, so update on the wells. The marina has released the MMD on Monday. So we have 30 days, it's out for public review now on the test well. The public comment period closes June 17th. And subsequent to that, we'll wrap up the comments, finalize a report. And our goal is still to have marina approval of the test well at CEMEX in August through City Council. Then up at Potrero, the contingency permitting that we came in front of the Governance Committee before is proceeding as well. We're doing some due diligence on state parks, county, and Coastal Commission work of how we're going to process it, but that effort is still underway. And expectations at this time are that we would put in front of the state parks an application for Potrero, an actual application in mid-June timeframe. So that's the update. If there's any questions.
Questions by committee members.
State parks, are you dealing with Matt Fousey on this item?
Spoke with him today.
You did? Okay.
He's been very helpful.
Okay.
Other questions? Thank you very much. Any comments by members of the, go ahead, stay up there, in other words.
Yes, Dave Salt, Water Management District. Ian, if you do get to the city of Marina by August, when we go to the Coastal Commission?
The Coastal Commission applications have been already filed, so once we get through the Marina, our target is to have a Coastal Commission meeting in October.
So it's still the
October? Yes, October 12th.
Any other members of the public wish to speak on this? See you then. Thanks. Thank you, Ian. That was just an update. We accept the update. And any other questions from committee members? There is none. We'll move ahead to update on the development of the landfill gas term sheet. I'm Dave again.
Update on the last landfill gas term sheet. We met with the PCA to discuss, I'm not sorry, the PCA, Waste Management District to discuss it. Subsequent to that, they created a term sheet to begin agreement formation. And our attorney, Lori Gerard, sent Waste Management District a term sheet that covered all their concerns as a starting point to start formulating an agreement. So that's where we are with the landfill. That's still developing.
Have the parties signed the term sheet at this point?
No one's signed it, but it's sort of just going back, and then it'll formulate into an agreement.
Okay.
This term sheet was a starting point to put together an agreement to cover all the terms that they envision.
Okay.
I assume within the term sheet there is a line item for cost, is there not? Can you discuss that with us now, or is that still under negotiation?
We haven't got to cost of electricity or any of those items. Okay. What we have developed, one of the initial steps was the cost on the Waste Management District side to build the infrastructure to get us power. So they hired a firm, and we split the cost with them to look at their infrastructure, our power needs, and what would it take to get it to our fence line. That study is complete. They did estimates on capital to get it there, and that's where we are today. Our desal firm, CDM, is evaluating the electricity that can be provided, and right now it looks like they have enough power that they can supply the desal plant 100%.
And how much is that capital improvement on the Waste Management side?
Yeah, I don't know the number off the top of my head. North of them, I believe.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none up here, let's go to the public. Public, have any questions with respect to this particular issue? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion and bring it back. Any further discussion, gentlemen?
No. Thank you for the
if
update.
If not, yep, thank you very much for the update, and we'll move ahead to discussion of the items be placed on future agendas. Gentlemen, we'll start here.
I'd call upon Mr. Cullen to come forward.
Sounds like a really good idea.
Thank you, Jim Cullen again. One item I think is timely at this stage, and I think both the Governance Committee and the Water Authority, and for that matter, the tax look at it, and that is that I think we should ask California American Water to provide us with a very detailed critical path method of all the permits and approvals that are going to be required to bring this project to the point where we start construction. This has been addressed a couple of times at Water Authority meetings, and as a matter of fact, I think Tom Rowley and others have kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, how is this being handled? And I think Ian's indicated that the schedule and the permitting and all has been handled in-house, and I'm sure that's adequate, but I think we're at the point now that since we've seen what can happen if there's any kind of a permitting delay with some of the problems we have with the boreholes, the City of Marina's permitting process, I think would be timely, and I would recommend that the Governance Committee request that in conjunction with the Water Authority. I'll bring it to the authority at its meeting. It may take a little while to put it together. We obviously want to work with Catalan to figure out what makes the most sense and is understandable, but I think we're at the point now we really have to understand who is going to have to approve the various stages of this project, from the boreholes to the completion of the project, and all of the other agencies and whatever that are involved in approval as well as permits. So that would be my recommendation.
Now, Jim, we have been provided a timeline on the development of the desal project. I think perhaps what you may be requesting is more detail on each step of that process.
Very, very detailed. And indicating, and the reason I say CPM, critical path method, would be to identify if there's a specific approval required, is it conditioned upon some other agency's approval? For example, typically the health department approval we know, and for example, the GWR is going to be the last approval. Well, there's going to be somebody who's going to make the final approval, let's say, for the desal project, and there are going to be some agencies that will not act until another governmental agency has completed its action. So there's both an approval process and it's a permitting process, and they all, oftentimes they're not running in parallel or interconnected. So I'd like to see what agency it is, how long it's going to take, and then if there's a second approval required anywhere else, it's dependent upon that, it should be shown on the CPM with a connecting line. It's fairly common technique used in most engineering projects, and it can be simplified for the purpose of presentations to public agencies and so on, but then we really need to have Cal-Am as well as those of us, those folks at the TAC, need to get into real specific details, item by item, permit by permit, so we know exactly what it's going to take to make this project go.
Jim, I have a question, and this is probably more of Cal-Am, but you're certainly a great place to start on this. Are there any known threats, either litigation or others, that are in the way of moving this project on its timeline?
Well, I guess I hesitate to say that there aren't any. There's always a threat of litigation on any stage.
Somebody throws them up. Yeah.
Right. But I think at this stage, particularly with the effort that's been made with the authority, with Cal-Am, and then the other settling parties that have been part of the CPUC process, most of the players have been able to get together on these proposed settlement agreements. Now, I'm going to assume that as they move forward, they'll ultimately be adopted. The final decision is made by the CPUC. But settling parties certainly have identified areas of commonality, so we have two settlement agreements that should address most of the problems. There are still folks who did not sign on to those settlement agreements, so there are still some disagreements out there, and we don't know whether those can be worked into the final solution, with Cal-Am's project. We just don't know yet whether there's going to be litigation in any of those. So it's possible that all of those could be litigated. Almost everything could be litigated. But that probably can't be really addressed, unless it's a known, into this CPM that I'm talking about. There we need to deal with the specific approvals that we know Cal-Am is going to need and the permits are going to need. And the litigation, hopefully, we'll be able to resolve as step by step with those that potentially have issues with the project or the process that the Water Authority or the Governance Committee is going through on approving the project.
Okay, but at this point, nobody's identified themselves as clearly
standing in the way.
Not that I know
of. Cal-Am's
gotten
anything yet, or anything else on? Nothing yet, we know.
All right, thank you. With that in mind, members of the public wish to add any topics? Mr. Riley.
I had a question on, it happened so fast I didn't get a chance to ask the question on the source water intake location. I was curious about whether the application is being modified. You said you've already applied for an application for the Coastal Commission, but I was curious about whether the marina site is being, is a Petrero Road site in addition to, so you're applying for both locations? Or are you substituting one for the other? I just didn't know whether you're applying for both or in a priority scheme of one over the other. Is that an answer? Is that a question I could ask?
No, you want to answer that, Ian?
Sure. And then I did have a comment on the agenda.
We'll give you another shot there.
Thank you.
It's in line with the settlement agreement. CEMEX was identified as a primary site. The contingency alternative site was Potrero Road. That's the path we're following. We're trying to permit the primary site, and we're permitting Potrero as a contingency in parallel if CEMEX doesn't come to me.
As a second site, but not a joint site. That was not a joint question.
Not
joint site or second site.
Okay. Not a second site.
Okay. One, that was me.
One or the other.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can we give another shot?
Yeah, we'll give another shot, George.
I was going to go to the mayor's meeting last night, but it got canceled. But I wanted to ask about the schedule and ask mainly the mayor if it's possible that some way the agenda could be, and maybe it's this body too, could include a discussion of the three competing desals. Now, I still call them competing because nobody's died yet and nobody's succeeded yet. But I went back to the SPI report, and this was the Bible that largely the TAC used and the mayor's authority used to kind of evaluate and prioritize the three desal projects. And just as a reminder, the SPI consultant took Cal-Am's project, I'm trying to find the specific. Cal-Am had projected that its project would be in operation sometime in 2017, early 2017. The consultant, after reviewing various factors, accelerated that into late 2016. So it was about a quarter, a calendar quarter acceleration for Cal-Am. I make this statement because one of the reasons why Cal-Am was supported was that it had calendar advantages. Because the other two projects were not, Deepwater and the others, were evaluated to be somewhat later. And so I understand just comparing timetables. But if you compare costs, I think there may be more cost-related factors here than originally considered. And I'm concerned that perhaps Cal-Am, looking at the Petrillo Road site, may have added costs for the transmission lines that were not included. And I know there were cost factors related. And I think also that the Cal-Am project was a higher cost project in general. But since all the other two other projects were so undeveloped or inadequately developed to get good data, that I can understand the conclusion that the mayors and the Water Authority made. I understand all that. But what I'm asking now is whether there ought to be just an update on where the other two projects stand, because as it stands now, Cal-Am is farther behind in the schedule than they was originally. This report was issued in January 2013, so it's been almost a year and a half. And Cal-Am is farther behind schedule than originally estimated by the consultant. And the other two projects are on the verge of, as I understand, on the verge of entering the EIR process. And so they may have gained ground as Cal-Am has lost ground. And I'm just curious whether there might be an advantage, at least some public information that might be useful, to see if you can't just revisit the schedule a little bit and see, are they more competitive today than they were 6 months ago, or a year and a half ago, or not? And if they are, does that change things? Because it's possible that both indicated that they would be less expensive than Cal-Am. And I would just like to see an agenda item sometime in the near future, just to bring an update on where the other two projects are in relation to at least the original decision that was made by the Water Authority. And I don't know if it's agenda for you, or agenda for the mayors, or agenda for TAC, but somewhere I just think there ought to be an update.
I think you're right on, spot on. I'm gonna comment on that.
Yeah, well, my comment would be, it would not be at this body. This body is to talk about the water supply project, so we'd need to be at the other entity.
And I missed last night's meeting.
And actually, Water Supply Committee of Monterey Peninsula Water Management District could also do that too. So we can see if we can get that on our agenda. It's smart to do that.
I will put that on my agenda too.
Thank you. All right. Any other members? Yes, please.
Yeah. I'm Bob. I'm going to get grounded here. This is the right committee, I think, to be here. I almost like George, missed the public process. Well, I did miss the public process because it already happened before I got here. And some things definitely need to be on the agenda. And I'm commenting now because circumstances have changed enormously while this entire project has been under consideration. Enormously. They've changed enormously for everyone. I had been testifying, I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, in favor of a publicly owned and operated desal plant to solve the Monterey water problem. I was doing that because I thought that was the right thing to do and that it was a reasonable thing to do. Things have changed a lot as the different institutions that have been engaged in this are doing it. And at the beginning, you might have been sighing a relief that I wasn't here to say, hey, you should throw away this value thing, this engineering value study, I'm not only saying that they're the right people to have, they are the right experts to have. And this body is doing the right thing in engaging them. But the wrong questions have been asked. And, you know, that you talked about litigation risks and who's a litigation risk. We've had a settlement going on between a public utility and a county coming to a settlement because they were going to be the ones to litigate. Okay? That is absurd. And there's a lot of institutions that are in absolutely absurd positions in this project. Because what we're talking about is a public water supply, a public water supply for cities. And we've got citizens who are citizens of a state where they actually own the water. They own the water under the public trust doctrine. It is held for the benefit of the public, for public use. And people are trying to do certain things because it's possible to make money. And I think everybody can see that. You know, we're like, what has happened from the top of our society down to the bottom has been the faith in the institutions for making money. We've got a guy who's on the Chamber of Commerce here, for God's sakes. How you make money and how you provide public services. And we've got, okay, like you talked about, he talked about the settling parties being there. God, you got environmentalists and you got public planning people. But what the settlement basically relies on is those people and organizations to give up public rights which are not theirs to give up. I mean, they can't give away the water that the public already owns. And when you provide public services, like a drinking water supply or a city water supply, the Public Utilities Commission can only approve reasonable costs because, you know, and that has an engineering definition, you know, that people can actually understand. You're talking about water and getting it in condition for people to drink and getting it to where they're going to be drinking it. And the Public Utilities Commission can only approve reasonable costs. 3 years ago, I was arguing for a settlement agreement which said something like, these costs will be deemed reasonable because we're proposing them. Okay, now, why would I ever even need to have a settlement agreement that said something like that? That these costs are deemed reasonable because we're doing it and because we're a public agency. And the thing is,
could you take this time to just wrap it up a little bit?
What?
Could you take this time? You, as far as time's concerned?
Yeah.
Could you just give me an estimate of what your time to complete?
I could complete it, but you know, you asked for litigation threats, and this public process is so far out of control that estimates cannot be given for things like, when are you going to be done? We've got a county where the Pacific Grove police commander, okay, right now, okay, had been dealing with a resident in his city, saying that that person had to pay him a private consulting fee to investigate a crime. There are people who are getting shot on the street. This is out of control at the county level, at the state level, and there is still an opportunity to have institutions get together and talk about rationally and reasonably solving the problem. And it's probably better to do that sooner rather than continuing on. Okay, because if you continue on right now with things as they are, there's going to be an argument before the Public Utilities Commission where some of the commissioners who you guys are relying on to order you guys to do something reasonable aren't going to be very embarrassed. And
what,
it's,
in okay. fairness to people yeah. who have other schedules of things on, that they have to take care of today,
okay.
I'll give you a minute to wrap up now. Okay.
Okay, I think we have a fantastic opportunity at the governance committee to figure out a reasonable way to interact with the institutions. Okay, you've already, so you've got an executive director who's asked for a critical path analysis. That is damn smart. That is damn good thinking. Because the critical path, you know, it can either be, okay, it is time to realize, let's do this, and we can still do it. Everybody can hang on to what they're doing now and actually analyze the situation in front of us and solve a problem before looking absolutely stupid.
Bob, would you give us your last name, please?
Warburton. W-A-R-B-U-R-T-O-N.
Okay. Just for the record, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, I'm with a group called the Public Trust Alliance. And I actually believe in the rule of law.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, any other members public wish to speak today? If not, we'll hold the meeting adjourned. Thank you. Thank you. Quite frankly, don't know what to do when you get there.
What you want to do is please interview.
One of the things that we already agreed.